6:49. You're listening to the 1320 WILS Capital City Recap. I'm Michael Cohen. You know, yesterday we talked a bit with NASA. We talked about this new announcement of life-size, or I say Earth-sized planets found 40 light-years away from us. But what's ahead? So we find these planets. How are we going to be able to actually confirm that there might be life there, and could we communicate with them in the future? Sarah Seeger with us. She's a professor of physics and planetary science at the Massachusetts Institute of Technology, one of the leading people in the country really looking and studying this issue. Sarah, great to have you on WILS.
Hey, thanks for having me tonight.
And you, I saw a quote where you said you're devoting the rest of your life to finding another Earth. Why is this such an important thing to do?
Well, for me personally, it's about exploration. And if we think of our own Earth and the North Pole and the South Pole, people have been there. The last frontier is truly space.
Now, here's what I'm curious about. So let's say we confirm there's life. Is there any way where we could actually communicate or potentially make contact with these worlds?
You know, the only way we could communicate with them is if they have the same communication style and tools we do. So it's kind of possible that if they have big radio dishes and they use radio waves, that they could send us a message and we could send one back. But it might not be that satisfying because it would take 40 years for our message to reach them and then 40 years for them there to see it back.
That's a long time to wait.
I know it is. You know, we're not like Arrival or the science fiction movie yet. We're not Interstellar. We're not there yet.
Is that coming?
It's hard to say, right? I mean, we really have no idea what the future holds. Today, people are trying to make liver cells and miniature livers in the lab. Things are moving just so quickly now. We have no idea what life would be like 100, 1,000, or 10,000 years from now. But I do want you to know that there are also stars, planets around many other stars, including a star called Proxima Centauri, the very nearest star to Earth. Mm-hmm. And although that is still incredibly distant, it's 4 light years away. So it is much closer in relative terms.
Talking to Sarah Seeger, MIT astrophysicist. When you look out into the universe, how likely, just statistically and from your knowledge, how likely is it that there is an actual planet that has developed civilizations like our own?
Well, scientifically speaking, honestly, I don't want to like really overly disappoint you, but we do have no idea. But if I wanted to speculate, I would have to say that I do believe they're out there somewhere. Because when you look up at the night sky, you can see lots and lots of stars. If it's a dark place, like away from the city, you can see, I don't know, 1,000 stars. But in our galaxy alone, there are 100 billion stars. And there's like hundreds of billions of galaxies. And in astronomy, you know, everywhere we look, we see the ingredients for life, like complex molecules, organic molecules. So the fact that there are just so many planets out there, it seems like just one has to have life somewhere.
And how? What is it going to take for us to actually confirm that fact on its own, that there is life on another planet somewhere?
Okay, well, one thing I just want to mention before I get there is that we're just taking like the first baby step, you know? We're like, this is the most infantile, simplistic step in just finding the other worlds. Mm-hmm. To kind of find signs of life and then to confirm them, you know, this could be like many generations, really. We're hoping that even in the next few years, we can see if there's life there on these worlds that have been discovered, and they're producing gases that don't belong, that shouldn't be in the atmosphere. We're hoping that we can see those. Mm-hmm. Like here on our Earth, oxygen is made by plants and bacteria, and of course, we humans need oxygen to survive. But it, you know what? Without life on our planet, we would have no oxygen at all.
Okay, so you're saying in these gases, we can actually will be able to somehow visually or some other way detect the gases? Is that
yeah. You can think of it like, you know, imagine like in your home, you can't see carbon monoxide, but you have a carbon monoxide detector. So we have ways to see gases far away. And if you want, I could get into that a bit more. Yeah. But yes, we can look with our space telescopes at distant worlds, and we can try to see what's in the atmosphere.
Okay. And let's say we actually pinpoint one of these planets and say, you know, we're pretty certain there's life there. What would the next step really be in trying to do anything about it?
Well, I'm guessing we'll want to try to send them a signal, like SETI, Search for Extraterrestrial Intelligence. You know, people debate, should we be beaming signals to other worlds? What if there's some scary, dangerous civilization there? Mm-hmm. We could do that. But if they're not intelligent life, if they're not able to communicate with us, we really want to try to send a spacecraft, some kind of probe that could go or zoom by that other world. Mm-hmm. And that's like a whole new paradigm.
Okay, that would take a long, long, long time, right?
Like, it depends what you mean by long. Like, there are people right now who are actually already trying to figure out how to send tiny, tiny little spacecraft that could fit in the palm of your hand. And they want to send like 1,000 of these things into outer space to the nearest star. And they think if they can figure this out, and this is by no means easy in any way, they could get there in 20 years. And so even though I'm saying that seriously, like 20 years seems like a really long time, but, you know, it's not 100 years or 1,000 years or something. So I don't know. I mean, the seed is planted. Mm-hmm. People are now taking it seriously instead of just relegating it to movies and TV shows.
Donna Sarah Seeger, MIT astrophysicist. And as an astrophysicist, I'm sure you're asked about extraterrestrials and the likelihood that they're here, they've been here, they may have been here, you know, thousands of years ago. What are your thoughts on that?
Like, my thoughts is that they haven't. And I personally and professionally haven't seen any evidence that they have, any, you know, robust evidence that they've been here. Mm-hmm. But I get that people want to believe.
Mm-hmm. Well, why do you think people are so eager to believe that?
That one I don't know. I'd have to turn it back to you.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know? I mean, I have no idea why people are so eager to believe
it. You know, I have to admit, we've had folks on the show who are really strong believers, and, you know, they'll point to all the video. They have video evidence. They have all kinds of anecdotal evidence, but they're convinced. I mean, they're not just believers. They're 100% in. So,
I know those people are out there, and I've met some of them, and I'm not sure why they're so convinced.
Yeah. Now, when you tell them about your view on just how distant the universe is, do you ever change any minds on that?
No.
Uh-huh.
Because it's like religion. Like, if you really believe something, no facts or no logic is going to sway you. So I usually don't have a way to argue with them.
The NASA discovery this week, or the announcement, I should say, of these 7 planets, how big of a step forward is that in our search for another Earth out there?
I'd say it's a pretty big step. It's big in a lot of different ways. One is that we actually have 7 Earth-sized worlds that are actually accessible to look and study further.
Mm-hmm.
There are thousands of planets around other stars we already know about, but most of them are really far away, or they're big giant planets not suitable for life. So the fact that we have something there that's ready for us to observe, that's why it's a big deal. The other thing is that the group team that found these, honestly, they had just started looking. And it's kind of like the gold rush, you know, when people first went in California and they went in and they found little bits of gold and got all excited and then more came. We just feel like it's like there's the gold rush about to happen, and that we're going to be able to find more and more of these worlds.
Interesting. So the size is actually a key factor. You're saying a large planet couldn't sustain life?
Yes, a large planet like Jupiter, it actually has no solid surface as we know. It's like a giant ball of hydrogen. And if you could go to Jupiter and go down into the atmosphere, it would rapidly, even though Jupiter is cold and far away, it would rapidly get very hot, and you would literally vaporize before you hit any solid surface.
So
there are all sorts of crazy things out there.
When you look at the way our solar system is formed, I mean, is there any reason not to think a lot of other solar systems have the same way of forming and the, you know, setting up a place like planet Earth?
Well, the thing is, like, scientists, we like to think we know everything, but we really don't. And in terms of how planets form, believe it or not, we have not found any solar system copies yet. So we kind of thought we understood how planets form and what they would end up looking like, but these new types of planetary systems show us that we need to get back to the blackboard.
Really? So we're actually that unique of a setup here in our solar system?
Well, we're not sure if it's unique or not. If you wanted a number, I could say that probably less than 20% of stars like our sun have a solar system like ours. But just to make that a little more understandable, believe it or not, our type of solar system is very, very hard to find. We're just like a hard one to find. It's easy to find small planets orbiting very, very small stars, like the discovery we heard about yesterday. So we're not like very common. We're not sure how rare we are. It's just a hard one to find.
So 7 announced yesterday. What's the total number of these Earth-like planets that we've officially found that could have life on them?
Well, Earth size, we're not sure exactly how many. We could say a few dozen. But it turns out, until we can measure their atmospheres, we don't really know how hot they are.
Yeah. How long? Well, just, you know what? We have no time left. Otherwise, I'd ask you one more question. Sarah Seeger, professor of physics and planetary science at MIT, the Massachusetts Institute of Technology, here on WILS. Sarah, thank you very much.
Hey, thanks.
Yep. Good night. And good night to you, everyone. Thanks for joining us. We're back tomorrow at 6 p.m. See you soon.